This is Al Simpson. The Liberals have taxed America's heritage of savings and investments nearly out of existence. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Bipartisan Strengthening of America Commission, Sam Nunn and Pete Domenici headed up, has endorsed a revamping of the tax code to halt taxing of savings and sharply cut your very favorite crippling tax of all time, the harsh tax on all investment, better known as the capital gains tax. Ted, the term investment has been twisted by the ultra-lefties like you to mean ever more government spending. Even though Keynesian economics is a dead duck worldwide, it's really amazing that you U.S. liberals still use it as a security blanket. The Commission's report shows that no matter how tax dollars are redistributed, taxing of savings and investment makes everybody worse off. Ted, read our bipartisan report. It is a historical breakthrough in understanding the terrible economic effects of your eternal misguided lust for more taxes.
Al, can that campaign talk? The election's over. We need to get serious about issues like investing in the future. While we spent hundreds of billions of dollars on defense, Europe and Japan outspent us on research, development, and other priorities, like transportation, education, and jobs. We have the lowest rate of investment in physical and human capital of any major nation in the world. Every year, private sector jobs vanish and manufacturing declines. Cutting the capital gains tax is no panacea. Mostly it means vast windfalls for the wealthy, huge revenue losses the budget can't afford, and only marginal benefits for the economy. Let's apply the same test to spending through the tax code we apply to any other spending. It's economic results that count, not laissez-faire ideology. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on why prescription drugs cost so much less overseas. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.